what are you expecting to come out of this? I mean, 10 years on, there's a lot of lost opportunities in Afghanistan.
Well, of course, this is looking to the future. This is not about the last decade. This is about the next decade. And a lot of it is about what happens after 2015, after the transition to Afghan security control throughout Afghanistan. And here you've got the world saying, the international community, more than 60 countries represented here, saying we are committed to Afghanistan for the long term, even when we're not fighting there. We will be there with diplomacy, with trade, with aid, with training. And certainly the United Kingdom is committed to those things. And we will this week sign an agreement with President Karzai on the enduring partnership between the United Kingdom and Afghanistan.
Do you think other countries care as much as you do?
Yes, I think they care passionately about it, actually. There are so many countries from different parts of the world, 49 countries now part of the military contribution to what's happening in Afghanistan. 88 delegations here in Bonn, the majority of them individual nation states. This week, they certainly care. They know it matters to their security, just as we know it matters to our own national security.
There are two big parties who are not here. I think many people around these talks had hoped that the Taliban would be part of a peace process by now. And of course, Pakistan is not represented at this conference at all. What difference do those who are missing really make?
Well, of course, it's a pity that Pakistan is not here. We have had an extremely regrettable incident 10 days ago, and that's why they're not here. Of course, I don't think that means that in the longer term, Pakistan is not taking part in the international deliberations about these matters. But I think the timing of that unfortunate incident 10 days ago clearly has affected their attendance here. As to the Taliban, of course, a political settlement with the Taliban or elements of the Taliban can only be achieved if they want it. We will in any case continue to build a sustainable Afghanistan with strong national security forces that is able to look after its own security.
But it would be easier if the Taliban were part of a peace process.
Well, the broadest possible political settlement would, of course, include the Taliban. But if that is not attainable, well, then there are many other... There can still be a brighter future for Afghanistan. It may take a longer time to bring about all our objectives. But we should not be deterred at all by Taliban reluctance to come to the table from continuing to build up the Afghan National Security Forces, continuing to improve the governance and economic prospects of Afghanistan, and continuing to demonstrate the long-term international support. And all of that is here in Bonn this week.